Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Every January, so-called financial experts release their annual economic forecasts. Unfortunately, many make erroneous projections because they use false or misleading statistics. Here are some examples of what I mean. When these so-called experts quote car and truck sales, do they mean deliveries to dealer lots as reported by the manufacturers? Or are they using data from new vehicle registrations? If they are covering home sales, are they reporting the number of accepted buy offers, of which as many as one-third fall through because the buyer is unable to obtain financing? Or are they citing actual closings on home purchases? Even more with home sales, the reported quantity and average price of sales include all transactions. Or, like the Kay Schiller reports, do they exclude the large number of sales of foreclosed and repossessed properties? When reporting government budget surpluses or deficits, do the analyses only reflect cash transactions? Do they exclude accrued unfunded liabilities for the reporting period, such as employee pensions and retirement health care costs, which private sector companies are required to include? If citing a particular statistic over time, does the expert explain that historic comparisons are invalid because of the changes in methodology in calculating the data? For example, the change in methodology just over 20 years ago has since sharply reduced the reported unemployment rate. Or, the change last spring now overstates U.S. gross domestic product compared to prior data. Or, how the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports total jobs without revealing, as happened in 2014, the massive decline in full-time jobs masked by an even larger rise in part-time employment. As for increases in consumer prices, why does the BLS frequently omit increases in food and energy costs in their headlines? Don't people eat, use transportation, and heat or cool their homes? Why are U.S. banks reported as financially healthy when the federal government allows them to value worthless and highly discounted assets at full value? Worst of all, why don't the so-called experts cite actual data instead of the fabricated, seasonally adjusted numbers? Did you know that for the last 2 months, the BLS has reported large job increases, seasonally adjusted, while the actual raw data show that fewer people were holding jobs? Why aren't you being told this information? And what are deceptive government reports trying to hide? More on this Friday. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.